Joined in the studio this morning for Community Conversation, we have guests from the Volunteer Center of Washington County and also Interfaith Caregivers, and I'm going to let our guests do a little introduction this morning.
Good morning. I'm Melanie Gonring, the Program Director at the Volunteer Center.
Michelle Spettle, Marketing and Outreach at the Volunteer Center.
Janine Brudvig, Executive Director of Interfaith Caregivers of Washington County.
And Leah Bauman, the RSVP Program Director at Interfaith Caregivers.
Welcome, everyone. Thank you for being here. Should we start off talking about Melanie's vacation?
Oh, absolutely.
I wish I was back there right now. My husband and I went to Puerto Rico a couple weeks ago, and we saw Hamilton with Lin-Manuel Miranda down there, and it was amazing. And I wish I was back on the beach.
They were doing a big fundraiser, right? That's what that performance was for.
Yeah, it was cheap tickets to help get the people of Puerto Rico to be able to see it, and then for those of us who could travel, it was a way to raise money and bring tourism back to the island, and it was an incredible experience.
And you know, Michelle and I talked about you potentially bringing back one of Puerto Rico's exports to us, and apparently you did not bring any potables for us.
Sunshine.
Something perhaps more liquid.
I didn't bring anything with me. We actually visited the Bacardi distillery and sampled some rum, and it was wonderful. And now I know what to buy next time. A little different from what I've been buying lately.
Ah, there you go. All right. So now let's get down to business.
Yes, back to work.
Yes.
We just wanted to shout out a couple Do Good bus rides coming up in February. Excuse me. I also brought a cold home with me. All that plane ride stuff. But our next Do Good bus ride for the community is on Saturday, February 16th from 9 to noon. It is a family ride. I'm so sorry. The theme is Kindness Matters. It happens to coincide with Random Acts of Kindness Day. So we're going to have a fun day on that day. And then actually our January ride ended up getting rescheduled because of some snow we had last weekend. So we're making that up on Saturday, February 23rd. And we do still have a couple spots open for that as well if you wanted to sign up. And that's also a family-friendly ride. So we hear a lot from families. They want to do things together. So these are two great opportunities to do that.
And again, they can sign up by going to the website, which is
volunteernow.net.
All right.
And I think the Do Good bus rides are also a really great way to get out and do something during these cold winter days that you're going, what should we do today? And speaking of that, what a segue, I'm telling you. The Hub, we're all about cabin fever during these winter weeks coming up, and a few things that we're doing. We have a book drive going on, and that is because books and coffee seem to be the perfect blend to us. So through March, the end of March, we are collecting new kids' books for toddler through fourth grade, and those books will be donated to the 4C Family Center. They give out books throughout their programming to children who are part of their programs. So kind of a fun way to give back to the community. With that, our kindness project is bookmarks. So each book that we donate will have a bookmark that was made in the Hub. So I think that is a fun thing to do during these cold days. We also have one other fun thing we're doing for the kiddos. We have a cabin fever bingo. So it's a bingo card full of fun things to do, including reading, visiting some of our agencies that we work with. And if the kids get bingo, they can bring back the card to the Hub and get a free hot chocolate.
Oh, okay. Oh, so they come and pick up the card,
yeah,
and then they go and get it initialed wherever they go do these things, that kind of stamp,
yeah,
or whatever.
And a parent can sign it.
Like, okay.
There's a few different places.
Okay.
Absolutely. They could get a signature at the historical museum down in West Bend, River Edge, places like that.
Got it. Okay. That sounds like fun.
We think so.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, and then we just want to give a little shout out to Champions of Change. That is a program that the Volunteer Center runs every year that highlights and celebrates volunteerism in Washington County. It's a really important event to us. I think it's an important event to all of our agencies to, you know, give that extra cheer to the volunteers that make their mission possible. This year, it's a little earlier than we normally have it. It is May 2nd, so we wanted to make sure people knew that we're putting it a little earlier in the year this year, and real soon we're going to be talking about how you can get involved.
All right. This same number of categories and so on. Everything else pretty much the same except just a different date.
Pretty much,
Just nominations should be opening up next week, so keep an eye out for that.
All right, and we'll talk about it when I see you in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, sounds good.
I think it's time to go to our guests. So first of all, we'd like to have you guys tell us a little bit about the mission of Interfaith Caregivers and why you're a part of the community.
Sure, sure. First, what I'd like to say is thank you, Volunteer Center, for allowing us to have this time on the radio this morning. We truly appreciate it. We're always looking for ways to get the word out about the opportunities we have for volunteers and also what we do for seniors in the community. So Interfaith Caregivers of Washington County, our mission here within Washington County is to connect our seniors with caring volunteers. And when our program does that, we are allowing the seniors in our community who may be struggling, trying to stay independent, maybe not quite as mobile as they had been. We give them the ability to connect with a volunteer to help them to continue to stay in their homes.
That is really, that's an amazing. And the volunteer things that you have available vary a lot, don't they?
We have a lot of volunteer opportunities. Last year, our volunteers did over 16,000 services for our seniors here in Washington County. So, yes,
wow.
We have a lot of opportunities. 10,000 of those were rides. So our transportation program is always looking for volunteers to help get seniors to the destinations that they need to get to that are critical, again, to their independence. So we have volunteers that some use their own vehicles. We have a fleet of 8 accessible vans that we drive as well. And, those opportunities range from taking a senior to a doctor's visit, maybe grocery shopping, food pantry. We do stock box delivery. So there's a lot of opportunities in transportation. And we also do assistance, and that's where I'm going to turn it over to Leah, because she is the expert on the things we do for seniors in and around their home.
Yeah, our volunteers will do anything from visits, phone visits, going and doing light housekeeping, also yard work, anything like that, small chores around the home that maybe they need a light bulb change, anything like that. And what's wonderful with that, our volunteers, they fit that into their schedule. So exactly. It could be anywhere. We can find a meaningful opportunity from one time a month up to 4 times a month. Even more depending on what the volunteer would like to do, so and they fit that in their time frame.
Now, what kind of, what ages are you looking at for volunteers?
Wow, our volunteers are range in age. We have families that go together, maybe a mom or dad with their kids that do probably more of the assistance piece that Leah's talking about, outdoor yard cleanups and things like that. And our volunteers are a lot of retirees. It's a great way. Our volunteer opportunities are tremendously flexible. And I know a lot of the retired folks that we work with, that's what they really appreciate because they're retired. And they want something flexible. So, again, like Leah said, our opportunities range from potentially 15 minutes on a Sunday to call a senior who's just lonely and needs a friendly voice, to some of our drivers who like us to basically book them up all day, and they are running from,
kind of,
you know,
driver.
Exactly. You know, some like to do it locally, some love to drive down to Milwaukee, which we truly
more
appreciate.
Power to
more power to them, exactly. So
I'd say our volunteers anywhere from family age, from young kids going with their parents, all the way up into their 90s, we have volunteers.
Absolutely, we do. Yeah, so
and what
something
are,
for anybody.
And what are the ages of the people you serve?
We serve anyone in Washington County over the age of 60 who is, again, experiencing some difficulty remaining independent. So, again, that's with transportation or the assistance. So anyone over the age of 60.
And if someone's interested in either volunteering or getting your services, where should they contact?
You can look on the Volunteer Center's website. We have our volunteer opportunities posted on there. Those are always changing. So right now, I think we've got things like snow shoveling and grocery shopping and cleaning are some of the highlights. We're always looking for the drivers. Those opportunities are on there as well, since we have a lot of snowbirds that have left us for the winter. So driving opportunities. And then you can go to our website, www.interfaithwashco.org, or give us a call.
All right.
One more little thing I want you just to highlight. You started a new program just about, oh gosh, is it two?
Wow, it's going to be three years this summer. Yes, we partnered with the Aging and Disability Resource Center here in Washington County and the Threshold and ourselves, Interfaith, to open a medical loan equipment program that we call the Help Corner. It's conveniently located on a corner up by the old Pick and Save North building. And, yes, we loan out anybody, any age who's in need of medical equipment, either short-term or long-term, durable medical equipment like wheelchairs, walkers, bed rails, ramps. If you have a need, give us a call. And those are loaned for a small deposit.
And I know that... being a nonprofit organization, you're always out there looking for donations and fundraising activities. And should we hit on one of those yet, too?
Sure, that'd be great.
On February 4th, we are partnering up with Pizza Ranch here in West Bend. They're starting, it's called Impact Nights on Mondays. So we're lucky enough to be the first ones to do that. So stop in from 4:30 until 8, and 10% of anything, you don't have to bring in a coupon, anything gets donated to Interfaith, and of course any tips left also. Yes. And you can also come learn a little bit more about Interfaith if you have any more questions also.
Yes, we will be the staff that night.
Oh.
So bussing tables and serving pizza and telling people about our program.
Sounds great. That's awesome. Well, thank you for coming in.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Volunteer Center.
You're welcome.
Speaking of tips, who's in the tip jar this week?
St. Vincent de Paul.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right. All right.
On the tip of my tongue, and I couldn't get the right words out. Coming.
All right.
Anyway, do we have time for a few needs?
Let's do some needs.
Okay, we'll make it quick. Here are just a few opportunities for you to get involved with this week. They are looking for people to help feed the horses out at Rides and Reins. So they do horse therapy there, and they are looking for someone who can help feed horses daily from about 7:30 to 9:30, maybe some additional chores as well. If you have prior experiences working with horses, that's great, but they're also willing to train you. So if you've always wanted to learn a little bit more about the awesome, wonderful animal of the horse, that would be a great opportunity.
That's a great program, too. It really is. And so if you're interested and just want to get a little horse, warm, furry. In the winter, nice way to do it.
So another opportunity we have is with Serenity Hospice Care. They're looking for somebody 18 or older to help with their wellness activities in their facilities. So that would include setting up, executing, and cleaning up of activities such as bowling, beach day activities. The volunteers would be matched based on their location, their availability, and background. So that's another flexible and fun activity.
And lastly, our friends at Habitat for Humanity are looking for some help, people who can help pick up donations for the restores. So they're looking for, people make donations of old furniture and old appliances and things like that, and they can go and pick those up for people. So a person helping with pickups should be able to lift at least 50 pounds and be over the age of 18. Times vary, but they're typically looking for someone who can help Tuesdays and Thursdays between 9 and 3.
They're moving into a new facility too, aren't they?
Yes, a big one.
Yeah, in Germantown.
I don't think it's quite ready yet.
Not quite. And they're moving kind of next door from their current location into the old Gander Mound.